Girl Bravo thing. Episode number 88. Welcome to another edition of Morning Sip. I'll take my coffee with my sunshine. Coffee is a mug with a hug. Sip your coffee while Nina does the talkie.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
I'm your host, Nina Babel, who is unapologetically her edgy self every week. You can find me on ninababel.com, but I want you to grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time.
Okay, so if this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. But today, everyone, it's coffee o'clock. Today is a short mini where Nina is unapologetically talking about the girl Bravo thing. And I'm going to explain that a little later. But you know, I'm going to keep it real and true, right? All right, peeps, there's 339 days left in the year. Today marks day 26, and I want you to be true to yourself. I'll be true to myself right now. Yes, it's only week 3, but dude, I'm exhausted. I'm overwhelmed. I'm tired. Yeah, I'm tired. Look, if I was to ask 10 of you the same question, how you feeling? I know I'm going to get the same but 10 different answers. Guaranteed. We're all experiencing the same girl Bravo thing, right? Whether you're single, married, single mother with children, whether you don't have kids, or you're just young, you're mature, or you're kind of getting on the old side of things, which, hey, nothing wrong with that. But in this episode, we talk about being a strong, independent woman and how it works against you. And I'm having one of those moments. Totally want to dedicate this episode to the original independent woman. That was Mary Tyler Moore. For those of you who are young, millennial young, and you're too young to remember, just listen. I'm kind of on the edge. I mean, I remember, but I kind of remember. But what really sticks out of my mind from that show was the opening. And there was a tagline like, we're going to make it after all. And I call this the Girl Bravo thing, right? We're taught to be go-getting, badass, female hustlers. But sometimes, you know, it's hard. It's hard. And it's just humanly not sustainable to keep up with ourselves, our schedules, our work habits, our non-sleep habits, whatever those bad habits are. It catches up with you. And let alone on top of that, layer it with a relationship. But it doesn't stop. We're natural problem solvers. Females like to figure out how to do things on their own. But you know what? There's times when we get embarrassed too, especially when we have to let people in. Because what it's saying is we cannot solve the problem. And most of the time, we'd rather just do it ourselves. So my girlfriend and I were talking about doing the girl Bravo thing, right? But having a vulnerable moment that we shared. And the perfect example is this time of year, you know, I hate it. And aside from it just being cold, it's when it snows is a vulnerable moment for me because I have to shovel the snow by myself. And then this next clip, me and my girlfriend, we explain why we feel so embarrassed as that girl Bravo thing, you know?
The times that I had to snow, when I ended up calling my girlfriend's, her son and her cousin, his cousin came one day, but I was just like, man,
I shouldn't be doing this.
This is embarrassing. You know, I have to go out there.
You have to do the, yeah, put on your coat, your scarf, and your gloves, and do the girl Bravo thing.
Right.
Like, and then that's what people start labeling you as. Oh, you're the single girl Bravo. Really, I'm not. But you gotta get shoveled.
Guys, all you guys out there, we do want you. Women want you. But sometimes we act like we don't necessarily need you either. We work and take care of ourselves. We can come and go whenever we want. And the big plus is we have zero drama. The oxymoron of it all is even the most independent of women, deep down inside, wishes she had a man to lean on. Fun fact, true fact, whatever you want to call it. It's real. Something we're thinking but not saying out loud.
I hate when people say, yeah, they always tell me that. You're so strong, independent. I'm just like, that's great to hear, but how you're categorizing it is not complimentary.
It's not by choice.
Complimentary at all.
Yeah.
I sound locked into a bad nightmare.
From the outside looking in, it's all about, you know, the freedom that we have. You know, we can just go here and there and enjoy our lives. That's where women aren't being totally truthful.
And then, okay, there's always people who go, well, the thing is, you get the freedom to do whatever you want, and da da da. Why? In a relationship, you don't?
All right, that doesn't change.
And that's my gulp for the day. Look, hope you enjoyed another edition of today's Morning Sip. Help me spread the word, Sip Nation. Was this episode good for you? Did I touch a nerve? Did I tell the truth? Nothing but the truth, even if it's a little embarrassing or super cray-cray? Don't forget to review the show on iTunes. I rely on it a lot. You know why? Because it helps me stand out from the crowd, and it helps women and even men understand us and themselves better every week. And that's my goal, is to help each other understand each other better. Use our voices to have those open conversations with no filters. I mean, talk with a purpose, talk with confidence, and have no regrets. One more thing. Connect with me on social media. People, I love Twitter, Instagram, and check out my Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page. Let's keep it 100 this weekend. I'm going to see you on Tuesday. Smooches! Where do you want to go? Because if you're down, I'll take it slow. Make you lose control. In my head, one more time, I go. Higher powers taking off.